Jacob and his family. Isaac talked to Jacob. He said Jacob should not marry any of the girls from Canaan. Jacob should go to another land. There, Jacob would find a girl to marry. Jacob started on his way. One night, Jesus Christ came to him. Jesus said Jacob would have many children. Jacob's family would have all of the land of Canaan. Canaan was the promised land. Jacob promised to obey God. He promised to pay tithing. One day, Jacob stopped by a well. He saw many sheep. He met a girl named Rachel. He helped her give her sheep water. Jacob met Rachel's father. His name was Laban. He was glad to see Jacob. Jacob said he wanted to marry Rachel. Laban said Jacob could marry Rachel, but Jacob must work for him. Jacob worked for Laban for 7 years. He worked very hard. Laban gave him Leah for his wife. Leah was Rachel's sister. Laban let Jacob marry Rachel too, but Jacob had to work for 7 more years. Jacob had many children. He became rich. He had many animals. Jacob worked for Laban for many years. Then Jesus told Jacob to go back to his own land. So he took his family and animals and left Laban's house. They went to the promised land. On the way, Jesus Christ came to Jacob. Jacob asked Jesus for a blessing. Jesus blessed Jacob. Jesus said Jacob would have a new name. His name would be Israel. Israel would have the priesthood. On his way home, Jacob met Esau. Jacob thought Esau still hated him. Jacob bowed down to Esau. But Esau did not hate Jacob anymore. He and Jacob hugged each other. They loved each other. Jacob and his family went on to Canaan. Esau and his family went to another place. Jacob had 12 sons. They were called the 12 sons of Israel. Each son and his family was called a tribe. Israel's family became the 12 tribes of Israel. They were called Israelites.